Pádraic Lodge is here with the first look at what it says in your morning papers.
According to the Irish Independent, plans are in place to withdraw UN peacekeepers, including Irish soldiers, from Lebanon if the threat to their safety continues. A UN source told the paper that three separate attacks on peacekeeping troops in recent days were deeply concerning, and while they are committed to remaining for now, if the situation worsens, they would withdraw their personnel. Filing from Washington, Irish Daily Mail political editor Craig Hughes outlines how Simon Harris used one of his political advisers to video inside the Oval Office during his meeting with President Biden after TV cameras and reporters were denied access to capture the event. Elaine Loughlin in the Irish Examiner writes that the Taoiseach has claimed it's absurd to suggest that his trip to Washington was a waste of taxpayers' money. The government spent more than €900,000 on external consultants involved in two reviews into governance at RTE. That's covered by Martin Wall in the Irish Times. Also in the Times, there's an analysis piece by Jennifer Bray on the sudden resignation from Sinn Féin of Kildare South TD Patricia Ryan. Bray writes that according to two well-placed sources, Deputy Ryan had felt isolated and sidelined within the party, and she's due to speak on local radio this morning. There's a disturbing story on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror. A 7-year-old girl lost an eye after she was hit by something that exploded from a fire on a green near her home in Talla last Saturday as she walked home from getting an ice cream. The paper's editorial reminds us of the dangers around fires and fireworks. The arrest of key Kinahan cartel member Sean McGovern is covered in all the papers. Paul Healy in the Irish Daily Star sums it up as the most significant arrest to date in the Garda crackdown on the Kinahan cartel, and it will see McGovern facing an extradition hearing in the UAE. Garda Commissioner Drew Harris is widely quoted describing the cartel as a murderous gang of drug dealers. The Echo gives front page coverage to calls on senior Garda management to reconsider a policy which will mean that Community Gardaí will not be available for community policing in Cork on Sundays as they're being redeployed to cover staff shortages on frontline duties. We read in The Herd that smartphones are increasingly becoming the preferred payment device for consumers. Figures from the Banking and Payments Federation show that more than half of all contactless payments are now being made using mobile wallets rather than cards. The Irish News reports that bilingual traffic signs are to be piloted in West Belfast. Infrastructure Minister John O'Dowd announced the scheme yesterday, which will see traffic signs using Irish and English on the Falls Road. The paper says the initiative is the first of its kind in the north. And finally, fancy a Masters in Golf? Well, the Belfast Telegraph tells us that Ulster University is launching its own Masters in Golf Management. The course in Coleraine is designed to cater for the growing demand for qualified professionals in the golf industry, capable of managing golf facilities, events and organisations.
Pádraic, thank you.